Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's Korea Herald podcast. I hope you guys are starting strong on a Thursday. Joining me today is Ali from the copy editing desk. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. It's spring.
Oh, finally.
Spring is here.
It's gotten hot so quickly. Like, I know, right? I still feel like I've got my winter wardrobe.
Yeah, I think the temperature is like exceeding more than 20 Celsius degrees.
Yeah.
Like at noon-ish.
Yeah. It was still like really cold in the morning this morning. So I wore like quite warm clothes and now I am
very much overheating.
Right.
네, 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트와 함께 해주셔서 감사합니다. 오늘 제가 준비한 기사는요, 요 몇 주간 굉장히 떠들썩했던 류준열과 한소희의 연애사 관련 기사이고요. 들어가기 전에 알리와 함께 먼저 읽고 오겠습니다.
한소희, 류준열 part ways 2 weeks after going public with relationship. South Korean actors Han So-hee and Ryu Jun-yeol have decided to go their own ways after 2 tumultuous weeks surrounding the star's admissions of dating and accusations of impropriety in new dating Han so soon after his breakup from his long-term partner, singer and actor Haeri. Ryu and Han's breakup surfaced Saturday night when Han uploaded a 2001 photo of Nicole Kidman that had been taken by paparazzi as she walked out of the court following her divorce from Tom Cruise. The photo has popularly been used to express feelings of freedom and liberation after ending a relationship. On March 16, Han wrote on her blog that she had started dating Ryu in early 2024 after he had ended his relationship with Haeri in 2023. The blog post was just a few days after the new lovebirds were spotted at a hotel in Hawaii together. As accusations grew around Ryu and Han, Han stepped in to actively defend herself and Ryu, saying in a social media post that she's not a person who likes someone with a girlfriend or allows him to like her while being a friend, or becomes interested and gives meaning to a relationship with someone with a girlfriend.
네, 첫 번째 문단을 보시면요. South Korean actors Han So-hee and Ryu Jun-yeol have decided to go their own ways. 배우 한소희와 류준열은 각자의 길을 가기로 결정했다. 여기서 각자의 길을 가기로 결정한 거는 이별을 했다는 의미로 아실 수 있겠고요. After 2 tumultuous weeks surrounding the star's admissions of dating. 열애를 인정하고 그를 둘러싼 소란스러운 2주를 보낸 후. And accusations of impropriety in Ryu dating Han so soon after his breakup from his long-term partner, singer and actor Haeri. 류준열이 오래 사귄 여자친구와 결별한 지 얼마 되지 않은 채 한소희를 만났다는 의혹이 제기됐다. 여기서 나오는 go your own way는 서로의 갈 길을 가다이고요. tumultuous는 떠들썩한 혹은 격동의 시간이라고 이해하실 수 있겠고요. admissions는 특히 범행 혹은 잘못 등에 대한 시인 으로도 이해하실 수 있겠고요. impropriety는 부적절한 혹은 부도덕한 행동으로도 이해하실 수 있겠습니다. So in this case, to go your own way is like part ways.
Yeah, so it's to literally, well, physically, mm-hmm. you guys are moving in different mm-hmm. directions, right? So here it's like to separate, to break up, yeah, to part ways.
And I think an idiom for this is like paddle your own canoe.
Yeah, yeah. You're kind of on your own now, right?
Mm-hmm. And tumultuous is like, something that was very that was very noisy, hectic kind of period or time.
Yeah, sort of chaotic, mm-hmm. Rocky, stormy. Like stormy, I think, is quite a good way to describe it. It's like, yeah, it wasn't a smooth sailing. Is another idiom.
And admissions here is not about tickets or anything, but it's about like admitting something.
Yeah, to admit something, to confess, to confirm, maybe confirm. Even in this case. But yeah, to so admissions of dating is confession, I guess, of dating.
And impropriety is like something that is wrong, mm-hmm. disconduct, right?
Yeah, like mm-hmm. wrongdoing, maybe inappropriate conduct in certain aspects. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's saying kind of that he was. It was inappropriate for him to date her so soon after the breakup, right? Mm.
그리고 두 번째 문단을 보시면요. Ryu and Han's breakup surfaced Saturday night when Han uploaded a 2001 photo of Nicole Kidman that had been taken by paparazzi as she walked out of the court following her divorce from Tom Cruise. 류준열과 한소희가 결별했다는 내용은 토요일 밤 수면 위로 올랐다. 한소희는 지난 2001년에 니콜 키드먼이 톰 크루즈와 이혼 절차를 마무리 짓고 밖을 나온 당시 파파라치 사진을 블로그에 올렸기 때문이다. The photo has been popularly been used to express feelings of freedom and liberation after ending a relationship. 한소희가 올린 사진은 어떤 관계를 끝난 이후 해방과 자유를 의미할 때 자주 사용되는 사진이다. Surfaced는 뭐뭐가 수면 위로 드러나다이고요. Following something은 시간상으로 그 다음의 것을 의미하고요. Express는 감정 혹은 의견 등을 나타내다, 표현하다, 표출하다이고요. 여기서 liberation은 해방을 의미합니다. So when we say something surfaced, you know, mm-hmm. news surfaced, mm-hmm. rumors surfaced, it's like when it comes up, it yeah. rises,
yeah.
right?
Almost exactly like mm-hmm. yeah, rising to the surface. Another word or another term could be came to light, came to be known, right?
Mm-hmm. And following something is like after something, mm-hmm. the next thing or step or yeah. whatsoever, right?
Yeah, like something mm-hmm. that happened right after mm-hmm. or straight after or in the wake of, yeah.
And express here is like when you exhibit your emotions, mm-hmm. when you show or display your feelings or your mm-hmm. your thoughts or what you have in mind, right?
Yeah, something. Yeah, you show what you're feeling on the inside. Maybe in this case, it could also be like symbolize. It's been mm. used to symbolize feelings of freedom. Yeah.
And liberation here is like relief or like being freed yeah. from something, right?
Yeah, being set free. Yeah.
So in this case, I guess it's like letting go of her emotions.
Yes,
about,
yeah.
About, you know, the stress she got from opening yeah. up her relationship, I guess.
Yeah, so now she feels like she's been set free kind of thing. Yeah.
And so before we move on, I just want to mm. ask you a question. Like, is this dating, mm. you know, celebrity dating thing also a very big issue or something that takes the internet by storm in Western culture as well?
I think it depends on the celebrity, mm-hmm. but for sure. I mean, I think, who was it recently? Was it Ariana Grande? She started dating someone new and there was oh, like yeah. a whole cheating scandal.
Yeah, that
was quite big. And Zendaya and
Tom Holland,
yeah. Right. So they're like power couple and stuff. But I think they don't get as much hate, I would say, for dating, right?
Yeah, it's really unique how, I don't know if I should say fans or like the public, mm-hmm. because I think there's like a difference between mm-hmm. that, but then they just bash on their, you know, yeah. celebrities or their, yeah, for dating.
Yeah, it's like, here sometimes, like with the fan, mm-hmm. and it's not like even Korean fans, it's also foreign fans of Korean idols and stuff. They are like really, maybe, okay, I don't want to say possessive, but maybe a little bit possessive.
But yeah, they are. They're a like bit clingy.
Clingy, like, you know? How dare you date someone? Yeah. Whereas in the West, it's like, oh my gosh, they're dating. This is so amazing. Like people kind of, the word is stan. It's like support, right? I don't really know exactly what that word means. I feel a bit old, but, you know, I've heard it. And yeah, so people are quite supportive. Even Ariana Grande, who was in a cheating scandal, she still like wrote a song about it. And like people were still supportive of her. So it's not as big of a deal, I think.
Before coming in, I just found out that Karina mm-hmm. of aespa broke up with her boyfriend,
Lee Jae-wook,
5 weeks after going public. So I think, you know, something is wrong.
Yeah, I think they got a lot of pressure, didn't they? There was like people putting like billboards outside of her entertainment company saying like, you should break up and like that kind of thing. So they were probably under a lot of pressure. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. 네, 그리고 세 번째 문단을 보시면요. On March 16, 지난 3월 16일에 Han wrote on her blog that she had started dating Ryu in early 2024. 한소희는 자신의 블로그에 올 초 류준열과 만남을 갖기 시작했다는 글을 올렸다. After he had ended his relationship with Haeri in 2023. 류준열이 2023년 해리와 연애를 끝낸 후이다. The blog post was just a few days after the new lovebirds were spotted at a hotel in Hawaii together. 해당 글은 두 사람이 하와이의 한 호텔에서 포착된 지 며칠 만에 올라왔다. 여기서 end는 뭐뭐를 끝내다이고요. lovebirds는 연인을 의미하고요. spotted은 포착되다라는 의미입니다. So here, you know, end is, you know, to conclude something, mm-hmm. to put an end to something, finalize a relationship.
Yeah, to stop. So they stopped seeing each other, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, to even break up, mm-hmm. right, is another word that we could use here. Yeah.
And lovebirds here is not, you know, not referring to the literal animal term, but it's like, you know, lovers, a couple, someone
couple
who just maybe started a relationship.
Yeah, definitely like people in a sort of new relationship, mm-hmm. right? Like you wouldn't call maybe a 30-year married couple like
lovebirds,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And spotted is, you know, the two were noticed.
Yeah, they were seen. They were like, noticed, kind of, they weren't trying to be seen, but people saw them.
Like, we saw it.
Yeah.
그리고 다음 문단을 보시면요. As accusations grew around Ryu and Han, 두 사람에 대한 비난이 거세지자, Han stepped in to actively defend herself and Ryu. 한소희는 사태를 적극적으로 방어하기 위해 saying in a social media post that she's not a person who likes someone with a girlfriend or allows him to like her while being a friend or becomes interested and gives meaning to her relationship with someone with a girlfriend. 자신의 SNS에 올린 글에 저는 애인이 있는 사람을 좋아하지도 친구라는 이름 하에 여지를 주지도 관심을 가지지도 타인의 연애를 회방하지도 않았다라고 글을 올렸다. 여기서 accusation은 비난을 의미하고요. step in은 뭐뭐에 개입하다. defend는 옹호하다, 그리고 give meaning to something은 뭐뭐에 의미를 부여하다라는 의미입니다. So in this case, you know, accusation is an allegation or claim, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You could even say criticisms, yeah, because they're like accusing them of not doing the right thing, right?
You so know, it's like maybe it's like it was improper for him to start a new relationship after ending like a 7-8 year term.
Yeah, so kind of criticism, mm-hmm. accusation, yeah. Like you said, claims, I guess, yeah.
And step into something is like when you get involved or you intervene to solve or, you know, raise your voice. Or
yeah, so in this case, mm-hmm. you could even picture like she stepped up or stepped in to like kind of protect herself, right?
Yeah. And to defend is like shield, protect.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So she was, saying, protecting herself and you and giving perhaps reasons or explanations about why what they were doing was not wrong. Yeah.
And give meaning to something is like when you weigh on something, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. When you kind of make it like, so in this case, it gives meaning to a relationship. It's like kind of make it, give it an importance, right? Or something
some
like that.
Some like hope, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, in that case, yeah.
네, 그러면 끝내기 전에 알리와 다시 한번 읽고 오겠습니다.
한소희, 류준열 part ways 2 weeks after going public with relationship. South Korean actors Han So-hee and Ryu Jun-yeol have decided to go their own ways after 2 tumultuous weeks surrounding the star's admissions of dating and accusations of impropriety in new dating Han so soon after his breakup from his long-term partner, singer and actor Haeri. Ryu and Han's breakup surfaced Saturday night when Han uploaded a 2001 photo of Nicole Kidman that had been taken by paparazzi as she walked out of the court following her divorce from Tom Cruise. The photo has popularly been used to express feelings of freedom and liberation after ending a relationship. On March 16, Han wrote on her blog that she had started dating Ryu in early 2024 after he had ended his relationship with Haeri in 2023. The blog post was just a few days after the new lovebirds were spotted at a hotel in Hawaii together. As accusations grew around Ryu and Han, Han stepped in to actively defend herself and Ryu, saying in a social media post that she's not a person who likes someone with a girlfriend or allows him to like her while being a friend, or becomes interested and gives meaning to a relationship with someone with a girlfriend.
Thank you for joining this week's Korea Herald podcast.
Thank you so much.